All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at BKFC 36, and that goes on February the 24th. A very intriguing bout with Brad Kelly and Caleb Harris getting out there, knuckling up and towing the line. Always great having Caleb on the show, and wanted to get some insights ahead of this fight. How's the day going so far, though, man?
It's going good. Got my workout in early this morning and just kind of been taking care of stuff around the house till later today for training.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot to talk about with this upcoming fight, for sure. But I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't touch on the last one, because, I mean, you really, you know, did call your shot in that situation. You had the rematch with Harris Stevenson. You got the second round knockout. And I imagine that would be a pretty fulfilling, redemptive kind of win. Like, can you talk about just the takeaways from that last fight? Because it kind of felt like a big one from my vantage point.
Well, it was a big one for me, just because anybody that beats me, I'm always looking to get my shot back at them. And Harris was willing to step back in. The big thing I took away from that fight was just it cemented what we'd already been working on. We were already preparing for other fighters while getting ready for Harris, so we started working on a lot of new stuff. More of understanding what I needed to do in the rounds and when I needed to do it, and went out there and ran the game plan to a T, and so it just kind of cemented that this new regiment of training is working.
Yeah, well, I imagine you felt just levels above from where you were at in that initial fight you had with Stevenson at BKFC 5 in 2019 there. Like, I would think that you would have really gotten a sense of that being in the ring with him for the rematch.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That ring's my second home now. Like, I'm just as comfortable there as I am in my living room.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of, like, interwoven into that. Like, I was seeing an interview where you were talking about how, you know, you don't like to, you know, take it to the judges and stuff like that. And I've heard you voice a certain level of discontentment about some of the decisions, and understandably so, a lot of them like narrow split decisions for sure. And that was how the first Stevenson fight went. Does that kind of give a certain, I mean, you're always trying to seek the finish, obviously, but just like the past history of those tight split decisions, does it embolden that pursuit of knocking someone out even further? Like maybe even extending yourself more than you normally would without the backdrop of those close fights?
I tell people that we always fight to finish, but at the same time, you got to know the rules of the sport you're playing. And the thing is, I think the players know, but I don't think the judges know. But you know, it is neither here nor there. Like I did for the Harris fight, and I've said before, I'm tired of leaving in the judges. I'm fixing to start putting bodies on the floor. That's all there is to it. You can't argue that I win if you're on your knees in front of me.
Yeah, for sure. And something I also thought was cool, like I saw you had a picture with Harris Stevenson where you guys were at like an event a couple months ago there and everything like that, and you were saying, oh, it may have punched each other a month ago, but doesn't mean I can't wish you luck. So I thought that was cool too.
Oh yeah, that was when he was fighting for his MMA title that he ended up winning. I had a teammate, amateur, that was fighting on that same night, so I was down there and I stepped off into the other corner room to speak to him and wish him luck. It's no true hate or anything when it comes to me and my opponents. It's just, until we get in that ring, you're the enemy. That's all there is to it. It's just an understanding that that's how this game works. I tried being, you know, my typical self and nice and buddy-buddy, and I realized that for me, that doesn't work. So we can be friends before the fight is scheduled. We can be friends after the fight is scheduled. But during fight camp, we're not friends.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand all of that there, but I saw you had a post kind of recently and you were sort of almost touching on it a bit earlier, talking about, like, you know, upgrading and everything like that. Like, you were talking about putting in 3 a days, 6 days a week. I mean, we've done a few interviews and you've always struck me as a guy that's like very dedicated and hardworking. Like, what kind of, I guess, motivated that, like, you know, leveling up and stuff like that? Because that, you know, struck me as interesting.
It's not motivation, is discipline. It's the fact that I want to do something that I've never achieved before, which is getting BKFC gold. And to do that, I've got to do things that I've never done before. So I've reevaluated my training. I focused more on the places that I'm weak at so that I can build them up to be strong. And I've gotten under the weights for, honestly, the first true time. I've lifted weights before, but I've never been consistent with it. I've always used it as a means of getting an extra cardio or getting an extra training session in with somebody else. It's never been, this is what I want as a fighter. How do I get that? And so I got with a strength and conditioning coach. Me and one of my head coaches, we meet up in the mornings. We do our workouts. We meet up in the early afternoons. We do specific training. Most of the time, I'm involved in classes that me and Dustin teach at our gym. And then after that, I do my rounds. So, I mean, I'm always, always in the gym.
And it's interesting that you talk about the title, because I feel like the title picture is a little more interesting than even the last time you were in there for the belt. I mean, there's a different champion now in Luis Palomino. And I mean, just based on the layout of the rankings here, it would seem like, just based on the proximity of both of the fights too, it would seem like your next fight and, you know, Gorjan Slaveski's next fight would be of paramount importance as far as who could get that next potential crack. Are you kind of almost looking at that the same as well? Like, is there a peripheral awareness to that fight and everything?
The only person I care about right now is Brad Kelly and Luis Palomino. These other 165ers, hey, that's great that they're working their way up the ladder just like the rest of us. All these talks about title eliminators, the way I look at it, me and Elvin fought for the title. Elvin squeaked out a win by split decision on me. He fought Luis. Luis beat him. If you don't beat me and you don't beat Elvin, you don't get a shot at Luis. That's just the way I look at it. You've got to. So this go-go guy, hey, that's great. You know, he's, what, 3-0, 4-0? He's fighting, I think, this weekend. Connor Tierney, all of them, you know, hey, that's great. They're working their way up. And, you know, they want a shot at that title, I'm going to be in their way. So that's all I've got to say about that.
Well, I mean, you are one of the more experienced guys in the division relative to where some of those guys are at. Like you said, Gorjan Slaveski definitely had a big year in 2022 going 4-0. But at the same time, I mean, you are entering the ring for your 10th fight now. So, I mean, you're obviously in that sense at a different experience level.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm one of the three people, I think, in BKFC that have had 9 fights. And I'm one of the only ones that's never been finished. Yes, my record may show 5-4. But 3 of those are split decisions, and 1's a majority decision that I took a guy that had been finishing guys in the second round. So, you know what? At the end of the day, I took a knee once in 9 bare-knuckle fights. One time, I went to my knee, and that's it. And I got back up, and I went all 5 rounds that fight. Never touched my knee again. I vowed that night that my knee would not touch that mat again.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of those cases that shows, you know, how much context should be put into the record. Like you said, I mean, you were talking about having like a 5-4 record, but all against like elite level guys and like very narrow sort of close fights too. And there's certain guys like that in BKFC. Like I was kind of thinking about Tom Schoaf there almost as well, like a guy who's got a good pedigree, but, you know, kind of a deceptive record in a sense.
Right. All I care about now is, like I said, I care about fighting Brad Kelly, putting him down, getting him out of the way, and moving on to whoever David Feldman thinks I need to fight next before I get my title.
Yeah, and to that point and focusing on your next opponent, Brad Kelly, I mean, they've got a decent level of experience too, a 3-1 record with, you know, back-to-back victories. They last beat Isaac Valley Flag last summer on that, you know, Albuquerque show and everything. Like, what are your thoughts on like their stylistic attributes? Like, what does Brad Kelly bring to the table? Like, what does he do well in your estimation?
he's a tough guy. That's what he is. He's a tough fight. He's a tough fighter. We've grown up in the same circles, just never trained together. So I mean, I know he's coming to bring it, which means that much more of how much I put time in at the gym, training, working, making sure that nobody can argue that I will be the one undisputed 165-pound champ.
Yeah, and it just seems like an interesting time in the division, too. Like, I mean, a fight like Austin Trout versus Diego Sanchez is kind of interesting in that context, too, just in terms of them becoming a player in the division after that. So it seems like a fun time for the weight category.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of quit looking at it when they sign these big names because I know that they're probably going to get popularity votes to be put. If they want to fight in my weight division, that's fine. They're going to have to step in front of me, and I'm going to put them down. I don't care how big your name is. I don't care how many followers you have. I don't care how good you think you are. I'm going to put you on the ground.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, do you almost, like, worry about those guys maybe potentially vaulting towards certain opportunities just because of, like, name value from a previous...
I don't worry. I know. I mean, it's already been proven, but it's okay. That just, at the end of the day, if they get one or two fights and are allowed to get a title, then cool. It's an easier name for me to study, and it's an easier name for me to get to. I don't worry about anybody anymore. I focus on me. I focus on what I'm going to do, and I focus on what my life plans are, and I'm doing everything I can to make those things happen.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what are some of those life plans you have?
Like I said, I'm putting in every bit of the work. This ain't a game for me. I'm fighting for financial stability with my family. I'm married. I'm looking to start a family in a few years, and to do that, I've got to make some big changes. And for those changes, you need money. And there's one thing I'm good at, and that's fighting. So I'm going to be going out there. I'm not fighting just for money, but my dream is now attached to my livelihood. There is no plan B. It's plan A or nothing. And I will burn the ships to make my dreams and my life change for the better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I love to hear that. I mean, you've always, like I said, struck me as a very dedicated guy, but cool to hear that it is emboldened even further and everything. And I mean, it would make sense if you're trying to, you know, grow the family and stuff like that, that motivation coming along with that. So it seems like a good time in your life in general, both like personally and professionally.
It is, man. I'm happier than I've ever been. I love my life.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It makes me smile to hear that. I mean, that's definitely a place anyone would want to be. So glad that's a place you're at. But something I was also noticing you had going on there, you're starting like a YouTube channel and have been growing that as well. Like, what kind of, you know, content are you putting out on there and stuff like that?
Man, I just fool around with video games and my fights. So one I'm good at, one I'm not so good at. So if anybody wants to get a laugh at watching me run around and die most of the time playing Elden Ring or Apex or Fortnite, hey, that's great. If they want to come watch me beat somebody's ass, they can come to my YouTube channel and watch it. I'll be posting some training videos, and if enough people want it, I'll do some bare knuckle fighting tips videos, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I feel like you could put out something like that, like some sort of tutorial. I think Lorenzo Hunt did something like that with like a bare knuckle tutorial thing like a year or two ago or something to that effect. So yeah, that would be really cool for you to, you know, show the nuances of that, because like we've been talking about, definitely one of the more experienced guys there. So I feel like you probably have a few tricks of the trade, as it were.
Right. And it's something to do, man. I'm steadily putting my hand in different pots trying to figure out what the next move is for me.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. It seems like you have a lot on the go, and yeah, good to hear that for sure. But I still want to be mindful of your time and schedule. You're always a busy guy, so in being mindful of all of that, is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up here, Caleb?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my sponsors, Downrange Lifestyle. and Knockout Canada for always supporting me and taking care of me. I'd also like to reach out to anybody that might be hearing this and tell them that if they're dealing with depression, anxiety, especially men, if you feel like there's nobody you can talk to, or if you constantly are getting told that it's weak to step out and talk, look, I'm a bare-knuckle fighter. I fought 25 times since I was 18 years old. There's still days where I break down. I have panic attacks. There's days where, like, I just don't feel like I have the energy to get up. I still get up. Even if you do nothing more than go through the motions, get up and go through them. I promise you, as long as you're moving forward, you'll eventually find the daylight. If you ever sit down and stop, that's when things get hard. So if you're hearing this and you're going through anything, please reach out to somebody that you know. Sometimes friends can be oblivious because they're so used to you putting on a mask. It's okay to take that mask off and let your friends know that you're not okay sometimes.
Yeah, very well said, man. That's another cool thing about you as well. Like some of the past talks we've had and how you use your platform for mental health advocacy. I think that's really admirable. So that's a cool parting thought for sure.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate yours as well, and very much looking forward to this BKFC 36 fight on February the 24th against Brad Kelly. And again, to reiterate, thanks for coming on and giving such great insights. As always, man, you have a good rest of your day, and looking forward to checking out the fight when it goes down, too.
I appreciate it, man. You have a good one.